medicine and your medical well-being. That's a good way of putting it. Dr. Ken. Michael, what is it? You want me to yell and scream over the music here? What's going on with you?
Sounds fine to me.
And yeah, I know. Your ears, got to get the wax out of your ears so you can hear what's going on here. Now, what is going on here is we're taking your calls as usual. It's the weekend, and Dr. Ken has closed his shop at Lake Cardiology down in Orlando, Florida, and he's opened up his shop for people all around the country to call 888-553-7536. Medical news of the week, etc. You have something on your mind, I can tell.
But we will reopen on Monday.
On Monday. Right. He'll be back. Do you actually, you're like me, you don't really take a vacation, right? You're pretty much open all the time.
I'm on call. Sometimes I do hand my beeper over to somebody or my, right. Nowadays it's your mobile phone. But, you know, when you're a cardiologist, it's, you're available, but you do try to make time for your own mental health. And so I do take breaks. Good heart doctors, good doctors of all sorts, they need them. They're mental health days.
All right. I should probably look at it that way, too, because I never take a vacation. We're always, this program is in its 25th year, and I have not ever had a vacation.
I'm giving you permission.
Well, you know what? I like being on the air, and I feel disconnected when I'm not. So if I'm going anywhere, I take the program with me so that I can be sure that everything is working as it's supposed to.
You seem to feel better by doing that. And that's why you have to know yourself. Some people need detachment time. Most people do it, but some, you know, there are outliers of everything.
888, not emphasis on the out and not the liars there. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is brought to you in part by Provia, the natural hair thinning treatment that tackles the three causes of hair thinning. I started to talk about this premature thinning hair, the fact that you don't have to worry about it. Ken's got a great head of hair. I got a little spot in the back there that needs some attention. Thus, I'm using Provia to cleanse the scalp because there are, I guess, in all sorts of areas, Ken, there are good products to use and bad products to use. And people who buy cheap shampoos at the 99-cent store are going to find that their pores on their head are going to get plugged. They're going to be plugged up. Are the pores on your head the same as the pores on your arm? The hair grows out, same principle, except the hair on your head is thicker.
Same principle.
Yeah. So if those pores are plugged, then the hair can't get through. Provia also has an interesting thing, and I always wonder about this, how, in fact, there is some kind of a natural ingredient that's in it that makes your hair thicker. How would that work medically? You got any idea?
That's the magic of this natural solution that they have tried and found the product that does it.
Yeah.
And it just stimulates hair growth. But we were talking about detachment time and how important that is for good mental health. Well, well, if your hair's detaching, listen up because we're going to take care of it. Because your million-dollar look cannot be perfect if you have thinning, weak, and tired hair. Thinning hair could be a result of aging follicles. And this is, Doug, where the ingredients in Chamonix work on that follicle that's just tired. The new Provia from Chamonix strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've tried before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered with thinning hair for years. Well, now you can join the thousands who are using this scientific breakthrough from Chamonix and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia Serum, the reason why I like it, because it's all natural with no side effects, and there's a very easy product to use. It's been shown in good studies to be safe and effective. And it's simple. You'll get compliments everywhere you go. And the other reason I like it, because you'll get your money back if you're not satisfied.
Provia works for men, works for women, safe. And the proof will be in what you see in the mirror and down in the sink or down the shower. You will stop seeing your hair going down, and gone. Here's what you do to get the results Ken's been talking about. Call 800-543-5817. Right now, if you mention Dr. Ken, you get a free month supply of Provia, plus free rush shipping. So, all kinds of good reasons to go for it. Dial 800-543-5817. Also, you'll get a gift with your order, too. So you have three or four good reasons, but mostly you want to have your hair come back. And that's why this works so well. 800-543-5817. Our number here is 888-553-7536. And the first person that we'd like to talk to in this hour is Rosalie in Long Beach Island. Where's Long Beach Island, New York?
No, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
All right. Where is that? Is it not? I hope it's not near where all the fire was yesterday and the day before.
It's not that far away.
Really?
I'm near Atlantic City.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, what can Dr. Ken do for you, ma'am?
It's my son. He has bipolar. He's 42 years old.
Boy,
how is it?
Being a mother never ends, does it, Rosalie?
Never, ever, ever. I cry
every
day.
So how does it present, Rosalie? How do you know he's been examined? What were the first indications? How did it come about?
All right.
He went to the doctor to find out what was going on.
He was 17 years old, and I was getting ready for work, and he told me he didn't sleep last night. There was a limousine outside of our house. So I didn't go to work. I took him to a doctor, and she told me that she put him in the hospital. And with tests, they found that he had bipolar. And he's had bipolar since he's 17 years old and taking medicine for it. There's times where this whole thing, he's like in denial, and he'll tell me, I don't need this medicine anymore.
Well, most people who are bipolar are in denial. I found that.
Okay.
The people that I know in my life, whether they're younger or older,
Rosalie,
they don't want to admit they have it.
There's two, you know, now doctors love to have jargon for everything. Now we have you know, when I was in medical school, we just had manic depression. Now we call it bipolar 1, bipolar 2 disorder. It sounds to me like he's bipolar 1, where these mood swings really do cause significant difficulty in the life and job, school, relationships.
Yes.
He has the most severe type of mania, correct?
At times he's just, when he doesn't take his medicine,
okay,
he's moody, he's anxious, he's angry, he's... And I know when he's not taking it because all these signs pop up. Then he'll have to go to the hospital, get like an overhaul, and they put him back on the medicine. He takes it and tells me, I haven't been in the hospital for 10 years. And I ask him why. And he tells me because I take my medicine. Every once in a while, well, he's 42, and he said, what guy my age when he was like 28 has to take medication, and then in a half hour is sleeping.
All right, so what can we do for you, Rosalie? What would you like to...
I don't know. What? I don't
so
know.
So he's in the jargon. He's poorly compliant. Is he followed ongoing by a psychiatrist or a psychologist? Because he needs to have, and I mean this politely, his hand held continuously, because he is in denial, or he just, you know, may have even more complicated mental illness where he's out of touch and can't know right from wrong. And I just wonder whether he's getting adequate follow-up, Rosalie. You can't be his psychiatrist or his psychologist. You're his mom.
Yeah.
Does he go does he go to a mental health specialist on an ongoing basis?
Yes, he does, and he doesn't like the doctor.
Okay, then how about is there anyone that he has ever liked, or he just doesn't like anyone?
He did like a doctor when we lived in North Jersey.
Okay.
Dr. Liebhauser. Liebhauser died.
Okay, Rosalie, let's be practical here. What you could do as mom, and he's a big boy now, okay? He's not your little boy anymore. But if you want to help out, what you could do is help him find a doctor, a psychiatrist or a psychologist or both that he likes. And that's the person who should be doing this. You're not responsible to make sure he takes his medication. You're putting the bar too high, Rosalie. This is going to break and tear you up. If it hasn't already.
It has. It has.
I hear it. But you're contributing to it. But wait a second. You're taking on a responsibility that you shouldn't be and don't need to, and shouldn't feel that you're not being a whole mom. help him find a doctor who will take on this responsibility, and don't blame yourself. This is not your fault.
Yeah, this is a chronic kind of a thing. You know that parents love their children, but there's a point where it becomes a cause, and then it gets into the fabric of your being, and it ruins your life. And it's really horrible when somebody you love goes down a street you wish they wouldn't, but there's only so far down that street you can go. At some point, they have to decide that they want to take some remedial action. It goes across the board. No matter what these sorts of problems are, there are people who have all kinds of issues, and you can want to save them. You can try to save them. You can try to help them. You can try to do all kinds of things. The old business about you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. If somebody wants to fix what is an obvious problem to many, and they realize it themselves, then they will do it. But if they don't want to, then you just have to kind of walk away and let them try to figure it out at some point on their own. It's not easy. It's not fun. It is hurtful, but it is the only way that it'll ever get fixed. It's just somebody on drugs. You can't get them off the drugs unless they want to get off the drugs. They want to get off the drugs, they get off the drugs. And even if you're...
Well, here they're clearly indicated. He has the worst type of bipolar, and he's going to be needing to be on either lithium or one of the anticonvulsants or even one of the antipsychotics. And the problem is that she's trying to be a psychiatrist. She needs to be his mom and find a doctor. It was so predictable. He doesn't have a doctor that he likes. He's poorly compliant. He's not getting the care he needs.
You know, there's something this week about depression and what it's all about. I saw something. You have something that you saw, and I saw something about cancer's emotional toll. This is another thing about depression. People with head and neck cancers apparently have more depression than others who survive various other cancers. I'm not sure why that is, but depression also, according to a study that you saw this week, is worsened by those who get angry about it. Is that right?
Sure. Let me try and tie all of the thoughts that you were suggesting together. First of all, regarding cancer, cancer is naturally associated with a lot of emotions. And what I have found in my 30-plus years in medicine, and what was confirmed recently by a study which Doug is quoting, is that when you get your mental health improved and functioning better, you have a much greater chance of surviving the cancer. And I've noticed this. People who maintain some optimism, it just increases your odds. So this needs, your mental health needs to be not neglected, no matter what you have, but especially in cancer and in heart disease, it helps so much to get it all together and functioning well. But the other news this week, this is out of Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, we call it psychiatry this week, that irritability and anger in people with major depression, now we're not talking about, you know, those who are just unhappy because they didn't get the baseball tickets they were hoping they'd get, but people who have major depression, chemical imbalances in the brain, are associated with a greater severity of depression, longer lasting depression, and other problems when they have this irritability and anger. So irritability and anger, they're associated with poor impulse control, higher rates of lifetime substance abuse, and anxiety disorder.
All right, here's the word from Dr. Ken. Call him for advice on your worry or your problem. 888-55 Dr. Ken.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freeze-dryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freeze-dryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freeze-dryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freeze-dryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Speed as time gets closer to the end of our experience each week. People get excited and then they say, oh, I've got a question, I better call 888-553-7536. Do that now whilst you are thinking about it. And while you're doing that, Dr. Ken is going to help you think about something that is fairly new to the marketplace. And because he's a cardiologist, a lot of people who have these sorts of products ask Dr. Ken, they solicit him for his support and or endorsement. Ken has checked out Heart Factors Plus, and he likes what he sees, what he knows, what he's read, what he's learned.
Doug, my sweet spot in treating people and preventing items is where there's medical evidence that these natural products are safe and effective. And here we came across another one, so I love bringing this information to all of our listeners. So if you're a man or a woman over age 40 and worried about your blood pressure, Heart Factors Plus, it's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries, and it improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost your libido and sexual performance. And this is for men safely and naturally. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. We're talking about the Viagra, Levitra, the Cialis of the world. In fact, this is how they work. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido and better sexual performance. Call right now to try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free. Call today and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order.
One of the great things about some of the products that we talk about here is that you get them direct to sort of consumer direct marketing. You call, they send. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to move out of your house. You don't have to do anything except hear what, in this circumstance, Ken says about Heart Factors Plus. And the call to action is simply by picking up the phone, dialing 800-621-6313, and you get a bottle of Heart Factors Plus. When you mention Dr. Ken, they'll send you another one free. So you get two for the price of one. 800-621-6313. And you heard Ken explain how this worked. It really is something when I knew we were going to start talking about this, I started taking it, and I can see and feel a difference in my body. So, 90-day money-back guarantee, 800-621-6313, direct dial. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, including a healthier, happier heart. 800-621-6313. News this week about 60% of uterine cancer cases being preventable has to be pretty astounding when you think about what a problem this has become for women, Ken.
This is amazing, and it's amazingly good news. This is women, you can take your own health in your own hands and know that you're doing something good by this study this week. This is out of the American Institute for Cancer Research and World Cancer Research Fund International. Let me help give you some peace of mind. Women who exercise and maintain healthy weight and drink coffee, of all things, daily, they may actually cut their risk of getting uterine cancer. Endometrial cancer, this is the lining, the endometrium of the uterus, the womb, is the most common cancer of the female reproductive system. About 50,000 new cases of endometrial cancer occur each year in America. This is more than ovarian cancer and cervical cancer combined. Regular physical activity and maintaining a healthy weight can prevent 3 of every 5 new cases of endometrial cancer in America. Body fat can produce hormones, Doug, that promote cancer development. Body fat is also linked to chronic inflammation, which produces an environment that encourages cancer development. So drinking 1 cup of coffee a day can reduce a woman's risk of endometrial cancer by 7%. And this is whether it's caffeinated or decaffeinated, so it's not the caffeine. On the other hand, and this is the great news, eating lots of high glycemic index foods such as sugary items and processed grains increases cancer risk, but all these factors influence hormones such as estrogen and insulin that are believed to be at the root of endometrial cancer, this report concluded. But the big item is when you do eat a healthy diet, you can dramatically counter all these bad items and lower the risk. So you want to go to the low glycemic index foods, the things that have a lot of fiber in them. They fill you up, but don't add to your blood sugar. And just eat the things we talk about. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, fish, all of these healthy items, and you can lower your risk of getting endometrial cancer by 60%. Get into an exercise program after the doctor says it's okay, and just 1 cup of coffee a day.
All right, and the fruits is a very important thing, obviously.
Actually, fruits.
Stay away from McDonald's. 888.
I haven't seen anything that you can carry through a car window that's healthy. If you know of anything, let me know.
It's 29 past the hour.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Three after the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Every weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us for a couple of hours of your calls, comments, questions, whatever your medical concerns are, medical information, the big stories. It's very important for you to be tuned in and learn about things in this rapidly changing world, not only what's going on in medicine, but what's going on for treatment. The health insurance scandals and scams that are part of what we call the Affordable Health Care Act. It's not about health care, it's about insurance. So that's a pretty wild and woolly. It's like the Old West, Ken, when it comes to medicine. Everything's being reinvented. And so people have questions about that. But mostly it's about what is physically going on with you. So let's get to Ellen, who's in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, listening to WAYY. Helen, what can we do for you?
Yes, I was wondering if bipolar runs on the mother's side of the family.
Hi, Ellen. We just can't blame the mother. What do we know about the genetics, the inheritance of bipolar? Not as much as we would like. What I can tell you we know is that it's more common in people who have a blood relative. We're talking about a parent or a sibling with bipolar than if they don't. But we're still researching the genetics of bipolar and trying to understand it fully. And just stay tuned, and we'll, as we learn this, I'll let you know.
You're worried about this because of the last call. We have a little theme going here with regard to bipolarism. Why are you in your interest, Ellen, in this?
Well, I have bipolar. There's five people on my mother's side that have it.
How did you discover you had it?
By a doctor.
And why did he think you had it? What were your symptoms?
I was depressed. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry about this phone.
Yeah, we have to move on, Ellen, but thank you. Yeah,
but let me just point out, Doug, in her family, the gene is on her mother's side, but it's not exclusively a mother's issue. The gene could have been on her father's side, but clearly with that kind of prevalence, the gene was present on that family.
888-553-7536. Ann is in Brianna Park. Hi, Ann.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, good morning.
I'm having problems with my hip pain. I have bursitis, B-U-R-S-I-T-I-S, or arthritis, whatever it's called, in the hip joint. And I'm wondering how long, what is it that I could take to prevent that? Because I was taking minoxicam for pain inflammation, and I took it and it stopped hurting, and then it started hurting again.
And it's a real frustrating thing.
Bursitis,
this is a very painful condition. It affects the small fluid-filled pads called bursa that act as a cushion among your bones, your tendons, and your muscles, and it can occur in many different joints. We do use medication that affects any inflammatories. It can be due to an infection. I hope that that's been excluded. Therapy, physical therapy, to exercise and strengthen the muscles in the infected area. This will help to ease the pain, and it also prevent recurrence. Have you worked with a physical therapist?
Yes, but that was for my my back, and then this came along, and kind of they said it's together. It's that along with my ruptured disc that I've had over 20 years, and I've...
After the other options here are injections with corticosteroid drugs or surgery, which I always hope to avoid if possible. What I would do is I imagine you're being followed for this by what kind of doctor, specifically for the bursitis of the hip? What type of doctor?
Oh, gee, I don't have the paper with me.
Is it an internist? Is it a rheumatologist? Is it an orthopedic surgeon?
No.
None of the above?
No, I think it's just a physical doctor.
What I would look for is a PMR doctor, physical medicine and rehab. These are MDs, and they use predominantly physical therapy to help. They're wonderful if you can find a good one. They're not way out there. They're traditionally trained. They have an MD, and they will use predominantly physical therapy and some medications and only refer you to the surgeon when absolutely necessary. Ask your primary care doctor, to your internist, to your family physician, for a PMR, physical medicine and rehab doctor. Some of them are also osteopathic doctors. They're fine, but you want one who has specialized, who went on further after medical school and did specialized training in what we call PMR, Paul Mary Robert, physical medicine and rehab. They're not that well known, but if you can find one, you will be happy.
And that's what we want you. Go ahead, Ann. Let's ask.
Hello?
Yeah, let's finish this up, Ann.
I did go to him, and he gave me physical therapy, but that isn't helping.
Well, you have a PMR physician?
Well, I don't know if that's
okay,
what he
well,
was.
Find out. Work with me, Ann. Find out from your primary care doctor if you have a PMR physician. If you have gone to one, then let them know that it's not working. They may be doing additional or different therapy, or unfortunately, you may need to get a corticosteroid injection, or you may need surgery, but I would definitely do what I'm saying first.
All right, Ann, there you go. 888-553-7536. The story about sleep apnea and the treatment that's out here. Ken, this is something that bothers a lot of people. We talk all the time about various problems people have with sleeping. Sleep apnea used to be connected, we thought, to people who were heavy, but that's not necessarily the case, right?
Doug, this is an incredibly common problem. Sleep apnea affects millions of American adults. It's estimated 25% of adult men, 10% of adult women. It often goes undiagnosed. It's marked by snoring and breathing interruption during sleep. People with sleep apnea are at increased risk for heart problems, daytime accidents. They get high blood pressure, which doesn't go down with medication. The good news this week out of the Journal of Clinical Sleep is that treatment for sleep apnea may do more than improve your sleep and health. It can actually help you look better. Improvements in the patient's faces were noted just a few months after they started using CPAP.
All right, so that's that information. Information is king here. Ken does a lot of research during the week. The guy's practicing medicine 12 hours a day, and then he goes home and spends some time with his wife and his daughter. And after that, he stays up half the night reading all the journals so that you will know what it is that's going on in a simple, straightforward manner. You can store the knowledge, and there's plenty of it to be had. 888-553-7536, TG in Macon, Georgia. What can we do for TG?
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Enjoy your program. Listen, I've had an endoscopy, and I've had two phases of it. They've got me up to 13 millimeters, they said yesterday. But they've given me some fluconazole, and then I'm taking some omeprazole for my stomach and stuff, and I read on the fluconazole, can't pronounce all those words, that there's I shouldn't be taking the omeprazole. Is there any problems there?
Okay. What are they trying to treat here?
Well, they're trying to treat, they said that I have a thrush in my esophagus, and they're dilating my esophagus.
Okay.
They gave me the fluconazole for the thrush in my esophagus, which I think is a little bit weird, isn't it?
No, it's an antifungal drug, and you must have a whopping fungal infection. And then you're asking me a pharmacy question, which I'll be glad to look up for you. You know, there's tens of thousands of medicines. I can't remember all the drug interactions, but I'd be glad to look this one up, omeprazole and fluconazole, and I'll report it to you after the break.
888-553-7536. There are a lot of people who have issues. We were talking about sleep apnea there a minute ago. One of the reasons people take PT9 is because it sort of gets in the way of urgency, which men feel in the middle of the night, and they get up and they go to the bathroom, and women who are with them or whoever their partner is don't much like being awakened. That's why more women call for PT9 than men do, Ken.
Interesting observation. And the question for you guys, what happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, and tired. Interrupted sleep can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula for Samony, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, here's how you get PT9. Again, this is the direct-to-consumer model that we like to pursue here. PT9 is available by calling 800-811-6931. So you get all the benefits that Ken just described, and quickly and easily and inexpensively by dialing 800-811-6931. If PT9 doesn't work for you, you get your money back. There's never a question. 800-811-6931. It's a risk-free attempt at providing you with a way to get a good night's sleep, increasing testosterone levels, and doing all of the things that are right for you as you get a little bit older. 800-811-6931.
New research from Fidelity Investments finds that while more families than ever have started saving for college, parents are still on track to reach just one-third of their college savings goals. September is College Savings Month, a good reminder for families to review college priorities and create a regular savings plan to better prepare for future college expenses. Keith Bernhardt is Vice President of College Planning at Fidelity.
Starting to save early is a top piece of advice parents give when planning for college, and getting started is the first step. Mapping out a savings strategy early and setting up a dedicated tax advantage account like a 529 savings plan can help parents establish regular savings habits. Taking steps today to plan ahead and improve college savings may help alleviate taking on significant student loan debt in the future.
To learn more, visit fidelity.com/college or call 1-800-544-1914. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Please carefully consider the plan's investment options, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. Brokerage services provided by Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSC SIPC. I'm John Tridden.
I'm Deb Geigesberry, the Family Adventure Mom, and I know this is a really busy time of year for families. It's tough to juggle school and sports and social obligations, and it's kind of on parents to come up with smart, creative ways to keep the family organized and energized enough to enjoy the fall. So let's start with snacking. Hormel Rev Wraps came out this summer, and they're available nationwide in grocery stores. The ideal solution for on-the-go snacking. They come with real meat and cheese, have at least 15 grams of protein, and provide teens with real sustaining energy. There's no assembly or preparation required, and they're great for in-between times, after school and, say, sports or piano lessons. They come in 8 varieties, including pepperoni pizza, ham and cheese, peppered turkey, and Italian style, so you are sure to find one for even the pickiest of eaters. If you need some more information, you can go to my website, familyadventuremom.com, or for more information on Rev Wraps, go to revwraps.com.
888-553-7536. Before we go to the next caller, Ken, you wanted to further address the last question from TG.
TG in Macon, Georgia asked about the potential interaction fluconazole, which is an antifungal medication, and omeprazole, which is an acid suppressor. And the action is what we call a class C. I don't want to be too jargony, but this means that the benefits outweigh the risks. There is a potential for some interaction. It's an acceptable combination. We just need to monitor the therapy. Don't get lost from the doctor. Keep in touch with the doctor. If any concerns occur, bring it to the attention of the physician. But it is an acceptable combination.
All right, sir. Hopefully that helps out. That's why we're here. 888-553-7536 to Lake Havasu, Arizona. Tim is on the air with a problem with his nose, apparently. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things. I'm having it almost looks like a growth on the left-hand side of my nose about halfway up. 20 years ago, I had a, I'm not sure what they're called, a septal something to make my nasal passage larger. And I think they put in a piece of plastic. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But if it is a piece of plastic and it came loose, what can I do? Or
Tim,
is that possible?
Tim, don't be your own doctor. You need to back it up a step first and get a diagnosis. You know, you're in the sunny part of the country like I am in Florida, and yeah. Anytime you have any growth on the nose, you got to make sure that I don't want to get you alarmed. I want to jump on this quickly. You got to obviously make sure this is not a cancer. It could be a foreign body, as you're describing, from past surgery, but it needs to be looked at. I would start off, and you either need to go to the nose doctor or to a dermatologist. Start off with the dermatologist, and they'll tell you quickly whether this needs to be biopsied or whether you need to be referred back to your ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bless your heart, Tim. Good luck.
888-553-7536. Here's a note from somebody named Vera, who wants to know about oxygen, the benefits of oxygen therapy. Hyperbaric oxygen chambers, can they heal the brain, nerves? Do they help people who've had strokes, which is the way they're being promoted, Ken?
Well, there's a lot of research that's going on with hyperbaric oxygen therapy treatments. And, you know, this is an area that stay tuned. There's a ton of research that's going on there. And what we do know that it is effective for certain kinds of infections that live without oxygen, these so-called anaerobic bugs, and you just treat them by giving with too much kindness. You give them too much oxygen and they can't survive. So it's very helpful for healing wounds. Sometimes it's given to body tissue to save a limb in people who have bad diabetes. It can heal wounds, reverse the effects of life-threatening events such as an air or gas embolism when it's done properly. But this is an area that I would not be a guinea pig. If you want to get into one of these more cutting-edge indications, as you're suggesting, get into a study.
All right. Hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I used them 1 year, and actually it was pretty interesting to me in that experience. More of your calls for Dr. Ken around the corner here on Good Day Weekend.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Some people have fun listening to this program. Most people are informed and intrigued by the knowledge that Dr. Ken Kronhaus has. That's what's most appealing for me, anyway. I want to listen to learn. I want to listen to the callers. I want to listen to the points of view that come from Ken. It's a very healthy exchange of ideas that we do get into every weekend here. I'm happy to be, I guess, the coordinator or coagulator of this. Finding Dr. Ken, putting him on the radio, was one of my strokes of genius. Over the past however many years.
From Isn't 10, that a nice years. Thing?
888-553-7536. For both of us it is. If you want brighter, whiter teeth, if you want healthier gums, there are a lot of things that sell power swabs. The fast, like 2 minutes, you put it on. And there are tubes here, Ken. There are two different elements. One is like on the end of a Q-tip. You open up the swab and you stick it on your teeth and you do one for a minute. And then you use the other one for another minute. And in 5 minutes, you see the results of the work that you've been doing. And frankly, it isn't much work. It's kind of fun to watch things as they change. And you don't have any... I was doing it last night, as a matter of fact. There's no side effects from using power swabs other than the fact you're going to get white teeth. And that's much healthier for the environs, i.e. the gums, right?
Exactly. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how long it can take and how annoying their sensitivity feeling is afterwards. You didn't have that fun, happy experience as Doug just described. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I and Doug recommend clinically proven power swabs, the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe so they won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them too.
A lot of people ask, where do the yellow stains come from? Mostly it's from eating and or drinking. If you're a heavy coffee drinker, tea drinker, you drink a lot of wine, you smoke, all of those things are going to contribute. And I mean, there's a certain amount of common sense involved in figuring that out. So the point is, you got years of stains on your teeth, you want to get them off. You dial 800-867-4089. Mention Dr. Ken, you'll get free shipping and a free stain-out quick stick, which works rapidly when you're out and about. Maybe you've got an important appointment or something like that. You're seeing somebody important. You want to make sure your teeth look their best. This will work immediately on your teeth. 800-867-4089. And like everything else that Dr. Ken recommends, you can try Power Swabs risk-free. Works great. Keep it going. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. Power Swabs to whiten up your teeth, guaranteed. 800-867-4089. Margie is in Otis, Kansas. Margie, what way may we do for you, ma'am?
Yes, and I'm sure glad for your stroke of genius. I enjoy this show very much.
Oh, thank you.
I'm having a problem between my knee and my ankle. I think it started in my knee. However, it's down my backside of my leg. My calf is just really tight. I'm sure that something is inflamed in there. It helps when I take a muscle relaxer, but I don't have access to, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff. I did go in yesterday for a consultation with a kinesiologist. And he told me that he thought he could work on it and help me use a wrap or a knee brace, which I'm going to start doing. I had, and then I was cautioned not to, that I would get too used to it, and then my leg wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be exercising my leg.
Margie, let me squeeze in here because we have the clock reading down our back. The key here is to figure out whether this is a musculoskeletal issue or a circulation issue. And let me just ask you a couple of quick questions. You said the back. This does involve the lower back?
The back of my leg, the calf.
Okay, but not your lower back.
No.
Okay. And when you walk, is it worse?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And has this been going on for a while?
Yeah, it's been going on for probably 3 weeks anyway.
Okay. Is there any swelling of the ankle?
No, but I do feel swelling, I think, at times in the back of my knee, and was diagnosed once with a Baker's cyst.
Okay, because it could be that. It could be peripheral vascular disease, circulation to the artery. It could be a blood clot in the vein. I would definitely see an MD about this, a primary care physician initially to get somebody needs to examine this. Hopefully it's nothing more than a Baker's cyst, but I'd be worried about a clot or peripheral vascular disease in the artery.
So take action right away is what he's suggesting. He being Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Weekend program. We're at your service every weekend live, 52 weeks a year.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.